Coffee Mambo Jumbo played around and experimented with all what I've learned yesterday from UK 2012 AeroPress Champion. I was at Caffeine yesterday, and I've got a beautiful coffee here that Small Batch sent me. It's the Rwandan Cup of Excellence 2012 Lot 13 Vanga. I've tried it with the espresso. It was beautiful, but it's also a good filter coffee. So with my newly acquired knowledge and newly acquired skills that I must admit I haven't perfected completely yet, I have put that particular coffee to the test. So I've done two extractions, and on the first one, I probably wasn't as skillful when it came to pouring with the Hario pouring jug. Also, my first water temperature was a bit hotter than I think this particular coffee would enjoy. My grinding, I think, was okay. I also applied the double grinding method that Sean talked to us about yesterday, because sometimes that Portex hand grinder doesn't do an even job as evenly as maybe another electrical grinder would too. So it's quite interesting, if you've got the time, just to put those grinds through the grinder again. You don't change the setting at all, but it just gives you not a finer grind, but a more even grind, because those little bits that have come through that might not be as fine as you want them and as the setting should determine, then it's just completely even and it's beautiful. So I've done that. I've done the pre-infusion, 40 grams of fluid. Everything's got to be done on a scale. So you've got to have a scale. You've got to have a timer. Crucial, crucial elements, paraphernalia to your successful brewing method with the AeroPress. So I've done the pre-infusion. I've also, of course, before everything else, heated up the chamber. You just put everything together and then you let 100 grams of fluid through to heat the chamber and to wet the paper at the same time, just to get away of maybe nasty little paper taste that you want to eliminate, just to have the cleanest cup of coffee ever. So I've done that. Now, he told us consistency is so important. So if you think you're going to preheat your chamber with 100 grams of fluid, then stick to that. If you want to do less, then do less, but you got to stick to that. When you put your grinds in, again, on the scales, exactly the amount that you want, don't let the ground coffee touch the sides, because the sides are wet. And then when you pre-infuse, some of the grinds won't have had the pre-infusion, the benefit of the pre-infusion. So that's important. So I've done all that. I must say my second extraction was much, much better. It was sweeter. It was cleaner. And I think it's just because I was just doing everything more skillfully. Anyway, it is a wonderful experience. And that Rwandan is just a beautiful coffee. Sweet in its taste and just a lovely coffee. But I'm going to taste this, change a few parameters just to see what else I can discover in this beautifully roasted coffee by Small Batch.